Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Saturday, October 29, 2011. Extraordinary Compassion. From 2 Kings 5. If only my master would see the prophet who was in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. If anyone had an excuse not to be used by God, the servant girl of Naaman did. She had been captured by the enemy. She had been taken from her family, her people, and her land. She was a stranger and a foreigner, and now she was a slave in the household of Naaman. If anyone had an excuse not to be compassionate, this servant girl did. Many people in her circumstances might have taken great joy at the suffering of their master. Naaman was afflicted with leprosy, a deforming disease that separated people from their community and eventually caused great suffering and death. And yet this slave girl saw herself as a servant of the living God. When suffering entered into her household, she wanted to see that suffering relieved and her master healed. In our passage, the phrase, "if only," is like a hinge on which the heart of the story of God unfolds. This phrase needs to be read with compassion and hope. This unnamed servant's girl's plaintive cry to her master's wife starts Naaman on a journey that will eventually lead him to Elisha in an encounter with the living God. An unnamed servant girl has a heart of compassion, and that leads to a life that is changed by the power and heart of God.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.